Have you ever had a perfect day? A day where you just were walking with Christ and you knew exactly what to do? A day where you know the Lord spoke to you, not only about the moment that you were in, but about what would take place. A perfect day. Perfect day because often God tells us what to do and we struggle with what He tells us what to do. We fight Him or we deny Him and don't do what He tells us to do. But I have had days in the morning where the Lord told me what to do and I went about His business. And I saw doors open that I could not imagine. And the whole time, He was with me. Today, you will have a perfect day. But it depends upon this. It depends upon your love and obedience to Jesus Christ. It depends on having faith, even though it doesn't seem that it could take place. This is what the scripture says in Luke 22. Then came the first day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John. Please notice that. It doesn't say that He gave him orders. It doesn't say that He explained it or asked them. It says, and Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare the Passover for us so that we may eat it. And they said to Him, where do you want us to prepare it? And He said to them, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you, carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. The first thing you need to know is normally the women were at the well getting the water. So it was unusual to have a man do that. When you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. And you shall say to the owner of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large, furnished upper room. Prepare it there. And they left and found everything just as Jesus had told them. And they prepared the Passover. Please look at that verse carefully. And they left, which means there was obedience, and found everything just as He had told them. And they prepared the Passover. That was a perfect day. It's a day in which they were sent by Christ. He asked them to do something. And before it ever took place, He told them what would take place and how it would happen. And it says, and they left and found everything just as He had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Today, you will have a perfect day, and you already know what it is that God wants you to do. You already know it within your soul by the presence of His Holy Spirit. Love Jesus today and be obedient to Him. And as you travel along, the things that you already know in your heart are going to take place. And you'll be in awe. You'll be in awe that God knows your future. You'll be in awe that God has prepared a blessing for you today. Father, take your child and clearly show them a perfect day. Send them out today. Let them meet the right person. Let them speak to the right person. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them find everything just as you have told them. And let them prepare a blessing for you today, Father. Amen.